Have you ever heard of the word ratchet? I'm not talking about the tool you buy from Lowe's, but the ratchet you use to describe Miley Cyrus's dance moves or someone's outdated flip phone. Connie Ebley, a professor in the English department at UNC Chapel Hill, collects college slang by asking her students to turn in terms as a class assignment.
Well, this past semester, in the spring, the big, big winner was ratchet.
Even though it's popular, there's no universally agreed upon definition for ratchet. The best way to get an accurate explanation is by talking to a teenager. I asked my friend Karinia Good, a junior at Chapel Hill High.
It's used when talking about people or things that are undesirable, like that girl is ratchet because her weave is messed up. She ain't got her nails did.
Because it's used so frequently but has an ambiguous and unofficial definition, people have different opinions about whether or not it's offensive.
If you're, like, calling a person ratchet, they might feel offended by it. But usually it's used in a joking context, at least when I've been around people who use the word.
This seemed to be the consensus among my peers, as demonstrated by its popularity and frequent usage. OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet! Her lace front is all wrong. Cause she rich. Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture. Cause she ratchet. The Ratchet Girl Anthem is a YouTube sensation that shows us what a so-called ratchet girl is, and it's how most people know the term. Sociology professor Cheryl Kleinman studies race, class, and gender at UNC Chapel Hill. I watched the video with her in a cafe.
Okay, it's interesting that the two black rappers are dressed as women to make it clear in the video that it is black women who are making these statements about other women. So it's looking at what I would call internalized sexism, which is that women learn that they're inferior to men and therefore are putting each other down.
Kleinman points out another problem with ratchet. It's so versatile, its offensiveness isn't limited to one type of discrimination. Terms like ratchet reflect inequalities that we normalize in our society. Because of this, she says, we often don't recognize them as harmful.
There are lots of people who don't feel offended by all kinds of sexist, racist, classist terms because they've internalized the view that those are okay or they're just generic or they're, quote, just words.
Words like ratchet are now an international phenomenon because of social media. But social media is not only a means to spread words, it also creates more avenues for having conversations. What's really behind the words we use? What are their implications? How do they affect our thoughts? This challenges the idea that words are ever just words. Unlike most slang terms of past generations, ratchet must withstand this kind of scrutiny on social media. This will determine the future of ratchet and whether it's an enduring phenomenon or a fleeting fad. For the Summer Youth Radio Institute, I'm Sunny Osmond, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Oh,